Welcome to Everyday's Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing along with the awesome
Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hi, everyone. Good to be back.
It's good to be anywhere right now. It's the holidays. It's awesome. I tell you what. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas. And I tell you what, we're having fun today. We made it through Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we're headed toward Christmas.
And then we're going to be talking about our resolutions for the new year.
Absolutely.
Which is coming soon on another podcast.
Yes. And we have a lot of people calling in. And she's been talking off the air about a gazillion phone calls we're getting about everybody's kind of getting sick. And
yes,
it's more than just COVID. There's a couple other things that are popping up, and it's all over the place.
Yes.
So tell us about what's going on,
Doc. So one of the things that's happening all over, just not just in our community, but all over the nation, is that there is a GI bug that people are just having difficulty with everything GI. So that means it's going out and it's going below, so it's just not very fun. And there is medication that we can help temper those types of symptoms. Also with fevers, we're having a lot of adults saying, I've never had a fever. And I'm like, do you have body aches? Simple, that's the flu. However, it can also be COVID, and you can have COVID and the flu. There was an interesting study recently that showed that if you had the rhinovirus, which is usually the sinusitis, you can't have COVID at the same time. It'll be very interesting to follow those to see if that's actually what has been found as we have more and more people have them both. So, I always share when anyone calls, is like, have you home tested for COVID? Because if it's positive, we're going to treat you differently with medication than what we would do for just the flu. With the flu, we have two or three choices now for medications that are antivirals. We like to do a little bit of a Medrol dose pack, which is methylprednisone. It decreases the fever, and it also decreases the body aches. Also helps with the stress on the adrenal glands that everybody goes through with being sick.
Sure. But a question. All right. First of all, you had said in the past that you don't necessarily test positive for COVID for the first few days.
Correct.
Okay, because your body has to build the antibodies.
Correct.
For it. In other words, it has to find out, okay, I'm sick, mm-hmm. let's build antibodies, mm-hmm. and then the test will determine those. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Correct.
So what do we do? Just kind of like suffer for it for a couple of days?
No, let us know.
Throw something up in the air?
Let us doctors, make the recommendations. If the doctor just gives you Tylenol, please give our office a call. We're going to direct you a little bit differently, quite differently. So a lot of times I'll have patients say, I'm not feeling good. We'll go ahead and just treat them for a sinusitis. And then say in 3 days or 2 days, depending on your symptoms, we're going to have you test again, just because we're going to add that extra layer.
Got it.
So everyone is different. And I always share with everyone, if you are not feeling better in 24 hours, 48 hours max, mm-hmm. we need to know so that we can make a course correction. Just like flying a plane, you make a course correction so that you can feel better and get back to the lifestyle and the loves that, the loves of your life, your family.
Okay, now one question is there anything of these three that is different? I mean, is there one thing that flu's going to give you that the other two doesn't?
So let's talk about RSV, because it is kind of different.
All right.
RSV is usually a shortness of breath and a high fever. And especially in children, that's when we will see, if you're under the age of six, so this is for your parents out there, mm-hmm. all you parents, is that if that child is under six, they can still have a febrile seizure. And it's much more common than people
Explain
think.
Explain to folks what
a
that
febrile
is.
Seizure is when a child is just trying to reset their body, and they will actually start having a seizure because the fever is so high. And what do you do when that occurs? Cold towels, cool them down, give them Advil, Tylenol, call your pediatrician, or you go to the emergency room. Usually, if you've had a febrile seizure in before, like mm-hmm. maybe that child was 18 months and had it, and then they're three and they're having high fevers, then you're concerned about that because they can repeat. But you do grow out of that. Hopefully, I have had adults recently. We had somebody with 104.6 fever. That was pretty high. And, again, it's amazing what ibuprofen over the counter can do. And obviously we would also do a lot of other medications that we did for that person. And the key was, is that people who are really having shortness of breath, we ask them to do a pulse ox. Now with children, we have found a lot of the urgent care centers in this area have been giving inhalers to three-year-olds. So if you end up at an urgent care and they give your three-year-old, six-year-old, even your nine-year-old an inhaler, ask them for a nebulizer. A nebulizer is where they're going to use that little mask, and you can see how to use a nebulizer on one of our other podcasts that Miss Natalie Moser did for us on Everyday Health Hacker, because that child will be able to breathe. And even if they're screaming, crying, which you want them to, because it really expands their lungs, that's going to help to decrease the inflammation in their lungs so they can get back to the rhythms that they need to do.
Yeah, because inhalers are something you just kind of have to learn to use. And for kids, it's a little bit different.
It's very hard. It's hard for adults, as it is. And one of the things that I think is really important, you know, RSV is a virus. So obviously, antibiotics don't cure a virus. However, what's important of having the antibiotic is that you're preventing the secondary infection. Just like with COVID, we give a lot of Z-Packs with it, along with all the other treatments, because we're trying to prevent the secondary pneumonia, bronchitis, and that's what can be very, it can have tragedy, and we want to avoid that.
Well, yeah, it gets worse. I mean, sometimes, you know, one thing will just make you sicker. You know, of course, that'll make you have this.
Yes.
And then your immune system's down anyway. And then everything else just jumps on the bandwagon.
Yeah, so let's talk about Paxlovid, because it's the white elephant in the room.
Talk about who?
Paxlovid, which is probably the most common prescription right now that people are receiving for COVID. I personally don't like the medication. There's too many side effects for the complicated patients that we have. Number two, any patient that I've come across that has had Paxlovid as new patients, they have all had rebound. Not one of them has not had a rebound to COVID.
It's so expensive, I think that too, isn't it?
It's actually, you know, the good old government is subsidizing it. So it's not that it's expensive, but there's another $15 type medication that will truly work. And that's what we use.
Imagine that, our government spending our money.
Well,
can't imagine that.
If
happening.
I was a debate specialist and you gave me pro or con, I could definitely argue both, but I will say if it's my family, which our patients are our family, we're going to do what works, and we know that you can get back to what you need to be doing within 48 hours. So that's our spiel.
It happens. Yes. But either way, the problem is if you start feeling bad, don't let it go. Just call her.
Yes, call. Start with an Advil and a Tylenol. Remember, for children, no aspirin. Aspirin can cause some other complications that we want to avoid. So test for COVID, call your doctor. If they're not returning your phone call, because maybe they're at home having COVID, see who the doctor is on call, or start with your urgent care, or feel free to call us. We are licensed in multiple states.
281-265-6565.
Well, until the next time, any questions, leave us a drop on the comments.
Yeah, info@everydayhealthhacker.com is the email. We always answer it. Mm-hmm. And always, on behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, we sure appreciate you checking our podcast. We hope you enjoy it. Please subscribe. We really appreciate it.
Stay well. Take your vitamins and stay well.
Have a great holiday.